Good morning. This is Lee Bevel, founder of Foundation Financial Concepts and Wealth Strategist, bringing to you another edition of Financial Concepts. Today, we're going to speak about Roth IRAs, in particular, a concept. It's not a type of Roth. It's a concept called a backdoor Roth IRA. So Roth IRAs, if you're covered by a pension plan, you have income limits. Well, you have income limits, period, that you can make and contribute to a Roth IRA. And those are fairly restrictive. You know, it gets into $161,000 or more that you can't contribute to Roth. And between $146,000 and $161,000, that's for an individual. It's phased out. And if it's under $146,000, you contribute the full amount, either $7,000 or $8,000. And for a couple, it's a $240,000 threshold and phased out between $230,000 and $240,000. And so if a couple has less than $230,000 income, which most do, contribute the full amount of $7,000 or $8,000. The way the back door works is you set up a non-deductible, this is the key thing, a non-deductible traditional IRA. And you immediately turn around and convert it to the Roth where you don't have any earnings. And basically, then you can continue to do that on a regular basis. I would encourage a person to leave a little bit in that traditional IRA account, convert, make a new contribution, do the full amount that you can at one time, and make sure that traditional IRA account is not a part of another IRA account that's been deductible. I ran into that years ago, and it was ugly to get it spun back out. It was really a problem in that area. But so once again, the backdoor Roth, it's not a type of Roth IRA account. It's a concept. It's a method. And the guidance that's really critical is to fund it. And I would make that a separate account. You could use mutual funds or, you know, a Charles Schwab account or Pershing or whatever broker dealer. And then do the conversion. And it creates a separate account and moves the assets in there. And then go ahead and leave a little bit in the original traditional IRA that's non-deductible. And then go ahead and fund it the next year, and immediately before there's any earnings, convert it to the Roth. And that way you're not having to pay taxes in the conversion. So the concept is pretty simple. It's not used a lot. Doesn't make a bit of difference what your income is. Doesn't make a bit of difference as to what your situation is as far as other plans. And the key is it's going into a non-deductible IRA, then you're converting it to a Roth. So I probably feel some questions on that. If this was a live show, it'd be time to do that, but it's not. But I'd like to say, appreciate listeners, and you can call me anytime you want, 217-214-9000, or email me at leebevel@foundationfinancialconcepts.com. Tune in next week to Talk Radio 930 WTAD. And search for me on foundationfinancialconcepts.com.
The material discussed today is for informational purposes only, does not constitute direct investment advice, and is not legal or tax advice. Investments are not suitable for all investors, so please consult the appropriate professional regarding your individual circumstance. Investments in any security may involve a high degree of risk and should only be considered by investors who can withstand the loss of their investment. Prospective investors should perform their own due diligence carefully and review the risk factors before considering any investment. Past performance and any forecasts do not guarantee future results. Securities offered through Concord Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. Foundation Financial Concepts is independent of Concord.